Hence it is not enough to put one's trust in the tethering of horses and the burying of chariot wheels in the ground. The principle on which to manage an army is to set up one standard of courage which all must reach. How to make the best of both strong and weak? That is a question involving the proper use of ground.
Less reliable troops, if posted in strong positions, will hold out as long as better troops on more exposed terrain. The advantage of position neutralizes the inferiority in stamina and courage.
Thus the skillful general conducts his army just as though he were leading a single man, willy-nilly, by the hand. It is the business of a general to be quiet, and thus ensures secrecy, upright and just, and thus maintain order. He must be able to mystify his officers and men by false reports and appearances, and thus keep them in total ignorance.
The troops must not be allowed to share your schemes in the beginning. They may only rejoice with you over their happy outcome. Pan Chao took the field with 25,000 men, with the object of crushing Yarkand. The king of Yarkand replied by dispatching his chief commander to succor the place with an army totaling 50,000 men. Pan Chao summoned his to a council of war and said, "Our forces are now outnumbered and unable to make head against the enemy. The best plan, then, is for us to separate and disperse, each in a different direction. My deputy will march away by the easterly route, and I will then return myself towards the west. Let us wait until the evening drum has sounded, and then start." Pan Chao now secretly released the prisoners whom he had taken alive, and the king of Yarkand was thus informed of his plans. Much elated by the news, the latter set off at once at the head of 10,000 horsemen to bar Pan Chao's retreat in the west, while another part of his army rode eastward with 8,000 horses in order to intercept the second part of Pan Chao's army. As soon as Pan Chao knew that two portions of the enemy's army had gone, he called his divisions together, got them well in hand, and at the break of dawn hurled them against the largest detachment of the Yarkand army as it lay encamped. The barbarians, panic-stricken, fled in confusion and were closely pursued by Pan Chao. Over 5,000 heads were brought back as trophies, besides immense spoils of horses and cattle and valuables of every description. Yarkand then capitulating, and its forces were scattered. From that time forward, Pan Chao's prestige completely overawed the countries of the West.